This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The government has approved 8,800 crore rupees for the Skill India program for the period of 2022-23 to 25-26. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, the Information and Broadcasting Minister, Ashwani Vaishnaw, said that the demand-driven skill development in the focus of the government and the emphasis will be laid on the convergence and the quality enhancement. Mr. Vaishnaw said that the government has also approved the extension of the tenure of the National Commission of Safai Karmacharis for the 3 years till the 31st March 2028. The minister also informed that the South Coast Railway Zone has been given post-facto approval, which will lead to efficiency in the railway's operation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. His tour will focus on the strengthening strategic, economic, and the technological partnership with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to the France from February 10 to the 12th comes by the invitation of the French Minister Emmanuel Macron. A key highlight to this visit will be the AI Action Summit, where the global discussions will discuss the future of the artificial intelligence governance. And India, as the co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in reshaping the international AI policies, emphasizing the ethical AI development, the accessibility, and the innovation. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that both the leaders will hold bilateral talks and address to the India-France CEO Forum. In addition to this summit, the discussions between the Indian and the French leadership will cover the defense, trade, and the energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties, and the visit will also see as the inaugural of the India's new Consulate General in Marseille, aimed at improving the consular services at the Indian diaspora in the southern France. Following his engagement in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States on February the 12th for a two-day working visit. The Indian foreign exchange reserves increased by $1.05 billion to over $630.6 billion in the week ending January 31st. According to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India, this is the second consecutive week of the rise of the reserves. In the previous week, the country's forex reserves had increased by $5.57 billion and had settled at $629.55 billion. The Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau of India for making the breakthrough in Mumbai in seizing the very high-grade cocaine, ganja, and the cannabis gummies and arresting 4 people. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that this is a testament to the success of the top-to-bottom approach to investigation adopted to make India drug-free a reality. He said India will crush the drug cartels with zero tolerance. The Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Krishan Reddy, said that introducing and reducing the coal imports and increasing the domestic production is the focus of the coal ministry. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said that the coal ministry is progressing on the path of achieving Atmanirbharta in the coal sector. Mr. Reddy stated that the coal sector remains the cornerstone of India's energy security and plays a vital role in the country's industrial and economic growth. The Civil Aviation Minister, Ram Manohar Naidu, has chaired the high-level meeting to review the advanced aircraft component manufacturing in the country. The meeting was attended by the senior officials, including the Civil Aviation Secretary, V. Vaulnam, and the representatives from the industry associations, research institutes, and the various government departments. The discussion centered on strengthening the domestic production and enhancing the India's global competitiveness in the field of aircraft component manufacturing. In Indian men's double pair of Saket Men and Ramkumar Rath has reached the finals of Chennai Open Tennis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.